It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's summertime, and the smells of people grilling are wafting through neighborhoods, parks, and restaurants. While we're not Kansas City or Texas, which are known for their barbecue, Pittsburgh has some great places offering different styles of barbecue to satisfy everyone's tastes. Here to look at the business of barbecue is Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. What are you going to grill for July 4th, Paul?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. I usually do the burger and dog thing.
I do fish now. I do fish. That's really cool on the barbecue.
Salmon's a good thing to grill,
isn't
it?
Very nice. You can put it on these big Himalayan salt blocks, and that's a really cool way to cook it. So there's some great options out there. We're going to talk about all of them.
I like it. Well, you know, there's the cooking, but there's also the business of. And so tell me the story behind barbecue. You always like to start with a little bit of history and backstory here. So what is it with regard to barbecue and why we grill food?
Right. The backyard ritual really of grilling came about much more recently than when we started grilling, which was 500,000 years ago when we figured out that there was fire. But I can't really tell you much of what happened back then because we don't have a good historical information from back then, Paul. But after World War II, as the middle class began to move out to the suburbs, that's when backyard grilling really caught on and became all the rage by the 1950s. And it was in suburban Chicago when George Steffen, he was a metal worker by trade, and he was a big tinker. He was frustrated with the sort of the flat, open style grill that was common at that time. He had inherited a controlling interest in Weber Brothers Manufacturing and Metal Spinning Company. And what they made was harbor buoys. That's what they originally started to make. Isn't that interesting? It's so great. So he just
from harbor buoys to barbecue.
Well, and what's going to make it? Follow the money. So he decided the buoy needed some modification. He cut it across the middle of it. He added a grate, opened the top as a lid, cut vents, and the Weber grill was born. So, and backyard cooking has never been the same. Now, this is a delineation that's really important, Paul. In the United States, to grill is to cook meat relatively quickly using direct heat imparted by either charcoal or propane fire. But barbecue is a much slower method utilizing indirect heat imparted by smoke of a wood-fueled fire offering, you know, usually requiring an extended period of several hours to cook. So I didn't quite realize there was that delineation. I think I'm on the grill side and not necessarily on the real barbecue side of things.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's look at the numbers.
So 2013, there was a study done by Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue, their association, that showed 80% of all U.S. households own a grill or a smoker. 97% of grill owners actually used their grill in the past year. And about 14 million new grills were shipped alone in 2013. So that makes it – this is a huge universal number. Most popular grilling days. Okay, take a guess, Paul. We're going to look at holidays.
Oh, let me think. Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day.
There you go. The July 4th is number one, Memorial Day is number two, and Labor Day number three. So, but people are using them year-round. People are doing everything from backyard grilling to they're doing things like tailgate grilling. The typical barbecuing household grills 25 times during the season, which is mid-May through mid-September. Okay, most popular meat, Paul, what do you think?
Well, growing up, it was always hamburger, hot dogs, and steak.
Okay, so now it's hot dogs 72%, steak 71%, and burgers 69%, and chicken 64%. So I think
the white meat is gaining.
right, but my fish did not make the list. So I think that's what it is. 3 out of 4 consumers who cook on a gas grill normally use barbecue sauce. So that's interesting.
That's an economic opportunity
for the sauce dudes. The sauce guys. Now, the male head of the household usually makes the decision about grilling. It pains me to say this, Paul, but 62% make the decision to cook.
I think that's the Fred Flintstone effect.
I may be so. 73% actually light the grill. And 68% actually cook on the grill, you see. So there's three different decisions that are being made at that point. And I think I'm just going to leave that where it is. So.
Okay. And I know you're not necessarily the cooking expert. We're more approaching this from the standpoint of economics.
Yes,
but
are
other ways of preparing grilled food.
Yeah. So really, when we start looking at grilling, initially we saw that people were doing charcoal. And that was really the most popular type of grilling in 1985, and people mostly bought charcoal grills. Well, the gas grill has really now led the way. And when you look at the number of gas grills purchased versus the charcoal, it's much higher. There's still a few electric grills around. I've never seen an electric grill, but we did do a little research on that. But when you look at that and the opportunity then to get into the gas grill business and all the accessories, I was at a store recently. There are so many accessories. You can buy corn holders to cook your corn on the grill. You can buy mitts. You can buy long utensils. It's not just your same old fork and knife anymore to get things off the grill.
What do you think of corn on the grill? Sociologists feel that corn on the grill, it says a lot about a person.
I didn't know that, but I think it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And when you look at the trends, we saw Carolina style. Now, here's Carolina style barbecue, which is split into Eastern, Western, and South Carolina. So South Carolina uses a mustard sauce, and Western Carolina uses a sweeter vinegar and tomato sauce. We're all getting hungry in this room. I can see that right now.
You're killing me.
I know. Memphis barbecue is probably what most of us think of as regular barbecue, which is pork ribs with this sort of sweet sour tomato sauce. Texas, they have opted for beef, and it's usually brisket, dry rubbed, and smoked over mesquite. With a tomato sauce. And Kansas City is sort of the crossroads of barbecue. There's a little bit of everything in Kansas City. So there's sweet sauce, there's sweet and sour sauce, there's tomato sauce. So you can find a lot of sauce in Kansas City.
Well, and with a possible exception of Kansas City, all this influence is coming from the South. Do we know why that is?
I think just because of the climate and the weather and the fact that you could really do it almost year-round, I think. And some of the great cooking and also the cattle that's available. When you think of where the actual source of the product is, that's where we're seeing it.
Practice makes perfect. There. We're talking with Rebecca Harris, our business correspondent. So, Rebecca, where in Pittsburgh can you go if you want a grilled meal without having to prepare it?
So,
which is half the fun, but some people don't want to bother with that.
Yeah, I really think that at this point in my life, I'm not sure it's the half the fun. I think getting it all ready with all the stuff and all the napkins and eat it outside and not have to cook, that's pretty cool, I think. Pittsburgh.
You're excited. Rebecca's arms are waving. She's like, yeah, I don't want to cook it.
The Pittsburgh Barbecue Company, which opens on July 4th, has been in existence for, I think, over 10 seasons, and they have just remarkable barbecue. There's Yinsburg Barbecue, which is a southern style of barbecue, which I hear is quite amazing as well, and they serve lots of different varieties. Lots of our local restaurants will do takeout, so I think you can find it wherever you like.
Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she's our business correspondent. Rebecca, this has been a lot of fun, and have a happy 4th
yes,
of July.
You too, and I think we should all go out and get some barbecue.
All right, that's a good way
thank
to celebrate.
You.
Take care.
Take care.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any part of the program or want to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow.